This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The White House and top congressional Democrats remained at odds Sunday over the scope of more assistance for 30 million American workers left unemployed by the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking on ABC's This Week news show Sunday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin disagreed on how much new aid the national government should approve to supplement state unemployment benefits. 4 months of extra national benefits expired on Friday. Pelosi said this is about keeping people out of poverty. She called the weekly $600 of federal assistance for unemployed workers essential. Mnuchin said some people were being paid more to stay home than to work and said the continuing benefits should be tied to some percentage of wages. Pelosi and other Democrats want to extend the payments through the end of 2020. The White House and some Republicans want to cut the aid payments by two-thirds to $200 a week while working on a plan to pay workers 70% of their former earnings. Democrats and Republicans remain far apart on the size of an overall coronavirus assistance package. Democrats are calling for $3 trillion in new spending. Republicans want to limit it to $1 trillion. Two U.S. astronauts splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico Sunday after a two-month flight to the International Space Station aboard the commercially developed SpaceX spacecraft Crew Dragon. Astronauts Robert Behnken and Douglas Hurley lifted off to space from Florida in May in the first time a commercially developed spacecraft had carried humans into orbit. Hurley and Behnken, both married to astronauts, departed the International Space Station on Saturday night. They awoke to a recording of their children urging them to rise and shine and saying, "We can't wait to see you." VOA News. The United States has condemned the Hong Kong government's decision to postpone for a year the Legislative Council elections initially scheduled for September 6th. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement on Saturday that there's no reason for such a long delay. He called for the election to be held as close to the September 6th date as possible. Pompeo said the postponement confirms Beijing's intention not to honor agreements made when Britain turned Hong Kong back to China in 1997. China's hand-picked Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam announced Friday that the city's September legislative election would be postponed because of the pandemic. The move is seen as a blow to the pro-democracy camp, which was widely expected to do well in the election. An attack on a jail compound in claimed by Islamic State on a jail compound in the Afghan city of Jalalabad, killed at least three people and injured dozens, triggering heavy fighting in which scores of prisoners escaped. That's according to an Afghan official. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack. A provincial council member said a huge car bomb explosion was followed by at least two smaller blasts outside the government-run prison. The source added that the police then fought attackers who had taken up positions nearby. Islamic State's Amaq news agency quoted a military source as saying its fighters had carried out Sunday's attack, but gave no further details. There was no independent confirmation that the militant group was responsible. At least three people were reported dead, 25 were reported injured in the clashes, and more than 50 prisoners are believed to have escaped. The assault happened on the third and final day of a ceasefire between the Afghan government and the Taliban, when hundreds of Taliban prisoners were released in an attempt to make a final push for intra-Afghan peace talks. A spokesman for the Taliban said the Taliban was not responsible for the attack. President Ashraf Ghani and the Taliban have both indicated that long-delayed negotiations could begin immediately after the Eid al-Adha festival, which took place in Kabul on Thursday. The foreign ministers of long-standing regional foes Iran and the United Arab Emirates agreed Sunday they would strive to cooperate during the COVID-19 pandemic. In a video call, during which they also exchanged greetings for Eid al-Adha, Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan told his Iranian counterpart that strengthening bilateral cooperation was an important element in tackling the coronavirus. That's according to UAE state news agency WAM. Iran's foreign minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said in a tweet that it was a very substantive, frank, and friendly video conversation on COVID-19, and they discussed also bilateral, regional, and global situations. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.